This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
This morning, a splinter group of the Pakistani Taliban is claiming responsibility for a deadly bombing at a park killing dozens on Easter Sunday. At least 63 people, many of them women and children, were killed in the suicide bombing near a swing set at a popular public park in Lahore yesterday. More than 300 others were injured. At the time of the bombing, police say the park was crowded with Christians celebrating the Easter holiday.
We are really very sad and feeling so upset because this is the day of our worship, this is the day of our holy festival, and the terrorists have attacked the innocent people.
Crowds of people rushed to a hospital following the bombing. One witness told the AP he helped take 20 children to the hospital. A spokesman for the terror group said the attack was meant to send a message that they cannot be stopped, even in a government stronghold. Lahore is the hometown of the prime minister, and his brother is chief minister of the province. Meanwhile, Syrian state media says government forces have recaptured the ancient city of Palmyra with the help of Russian air power. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights calls it the single biggest.
You know, I'll tell you, Scott, the other thing we were keeping an eye on, I don't know if you heard, but there was a rumor that a Catholic, an Indian Catholic priest, had been kidnapped by ISIS and that they were going to crucify him on Good Friday. Of course, prayers were, going out, heavy throughout the week. And it was just reported that the Indian Catholic priest kidnapped by this ISIS-linked terrorist in Yemen earlier this month was, in fact, crucified on Good Friday. This is a claim that's being reported right now in the Daily Mail. Father Thomas Uhuzanilil, I'm probably butchering that name, but Thomas Uzhunalil, 56, was taken by Islamist gunmen reportedly linked to ISIS, who attacked an old people's home in Aden, southern Yemen, killing at least 15 people on March 4th. Now, the terrorists reportedly carried out the heinous murder on Good Friday after threatening to do so earlier in the week. This, according to the Archbishop of Vienna. It was reported last week that several religious groups had received threats that Father Thomas would be crucified on Good Friday, but this was denied by the church in his hometown of Bangalore. However, as I mentioned, the Archbishop of Vienna, Christopher Cardinal Schönborn, told a congregation gathered in St. Stephen's Cathedral in the Austrian capital that the priest had reportedly been crucified. And not only when they attacked, this monastery and kidnapping him from, well, actually it wasn't a monastery, they kidnapped him from an old people's home, they shot four nons dead. This is the kind of thing that's going on, this Christian persecution that is happening, and we go, when is enough going to be enough here?
Yeah, they bombed a park.
Yeah, I mean,
they bombed a park.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. There's still, again, I think that, when we talked with, last week, was it Ali? I'm trying to remember. When we talked with him, he made it clear, and again, we've been hearing this time and time again, Majid al-Shafi, that this is, it has everything to do about their apocalyptic theology. And they are inspired and invigorated by, the fact that they can just keep on doing this. And, not only what happened in Belgium, but now they're sending, 400 supposedly jihadis out with marching orders to just wreak as much carnage as they can. And then we have a Catholic priest being crucified on Good Friday. This is what they do. I mean, they do this kind of stuff to, just aggravate the situation even more. But, you know, hey, are we just going to lie there dormant and silent and allow this to continue? How much worse does it have to get, ladies and gentlemen? It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You're going to drop me an email. We love hearing from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com, now coming at you 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to noon Eastern Time. It is just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Avi Melamed is with us. He's the author of the new book, Inside the Middle East, an internationally acclaimed Middle East expert and former senior official on Arab affairs and intelligence official. Melamed is now an independent Middle East strategic intelligence analyst, private lecturer, and fellow of Intelligence and Middle East Affairs at the Eisenhower Institute of Gettysburg College. Avi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me. I'm great.
Well, important to have you here, Avi. I mean, we just, you know, the craziness in the Middle East continues here. You know, we have Belgium. We've got, you know, just happened. We had, you know, a bombing of kids at a park. A priest is crucified on Good Friday. You know, when is enough enough for the West to come against this evil that is just running rampant in the Middle East?
Well, Bill, the truth is that the West should be aware of this for a long time ago. I mean, obviously this is a very serious threat. And, you know, one of the most important thing is we all know that there are some circles in the West that still hesitate to call a spade, but it has to be named by its name. And the interesting thing is that in Muslim and Arab societies, there are more and more people who steps up and actually says the challenge of militant Islam is a challenge that basically emerged within the Muslim societies and Arab societies, and therefore they should take responsibility for that.
And I see that starting to happen more and more. I mean, there was a report over the weekend where moderate Muslims are, you know, coming in and realizing they need to be the tip of the spear in this situation. Typically, when things get out of hand, and, you know, people have looked to America, and understandably, when you appreciate that most countries' national security is, you know, probably 1-2% of their, you know, their GDP, you know, they can't handle something that gets, you know, so out of hand. And, you know, and part of it is that America, and I will agree with President Obama, in, you know, in this sense, is that we have a responsibility because we did kind of stir this up. I mean, we've all participated in this. It's not like we can say, well, America is without any kind of, you know, culpability here. You know, the contributions to ISIS and the rise of ISIS, there's plenty of blame to go around. But we can spend a lot of time blaming people, and meanwhile, you know, people are being crucified, they're being executed, you know, and on and on. You know, we need to get together real quick here and, you know, come against this, as you say, Avi. I mean, to your point, you know, you've seen this happening for a long time. This is not, I mean, if there's any surprise, it's just the fact that they're still continuing to, you know, gain momentum and still be able to flourish.
That is very correct, Bill. And let me just add and say that I think that it's important to understand that in the end of the day, this horrific, brutal phenomenon of ISIS and other militant Islamist group is mostly the outcome of the challenges and the forces within Muslim and Arab societies. And then, as you said, it's not about the game of blame, but about practical approach. And the practical approach, in my mind, should be the one that first and foremost demand the Muslim and the Arab societies to step to the plate and to take responsibility for that phenomenon. And the second thing is, of course, to cooperate with the Muslim and the Arab world as they are struggling against this terrible phenomenon. So indeed, as you very accurately said, it's about a joint cooperation, and this is, I think, what has to be done.
Well, you know, Avi, I've hesitated, you know, on this show to talk about how Muslims should change their doctrine. I mean, I don't want anybody, you know, for me as a Christian, I don't want anybody coming to me and telling me I need to rip pages out of my Bible. But, you know, as you say, this is something that they have to come to, and more moderate Muslims are realizing that there needs to be some clarity on their doctrine and truly become that, you know, that religion of peace that some say they are. But we will know you by your actions. And, you know, as we say in the Christian circles, by your love. And the love that's being demonstrated isn't one that the West can embrace. But we're encouraged when we see moderate Muslims starting to rise up and become, you know, want to become that spear. I mean, they're going to have to be the ground troops, it looks like. And there's going to be there needs to be a cooperative effort to where, you know, these, you know, Muslims and Arabs can get behind this and feel like they've got a coalition of the willing and committed to make a difference and to reclaim their property. I mean, to have refugees, you know, millions of refugees scattered throughout the Middle East, throughout Europe, now coming to America, that's not in the best interest, Avi, of these people. I mean, their culture, their homes. How do you transplant people who just out of desperation are, you know, moving, you know, 8,000 miles, 6,000 miles away, and you're bringing them into a country? I mean, how can they assimilate? I mean, this is a tough deal to put them into it. No matter how great America is, I think it's an uphill battle for them. And it's no wonder that they, you know, they're going to gravitate to their own communities and their own culture, because that's the easy thing for them to do. You know, given that alternative.
Correct, Bill. And, you know, in my book, Inside the Middle East, I'm analyzing the whole phenomenon of militant Islam, the emergence and the phenomenon of ISIS, and I'm describing what the psyche that gave birth to that phenomenon, which is one aspect of the whole idea or the whole issue. As you mentioned so accurately, there are more and more moderate people in the Muslim and the Arab world, and you're right. It's not about ripping apart pages in the Quran, the Islamic Bible. It's about actually demanding, and it has to be done first and foremost by Muslims and Arabs, demanding to confront that phenomenon that in the end of the day emerged within the Muslim and the Arab societies. Mm-hmm. As for the refugees, the Muslims and people that are fleeing today from Syria and Iraq, again, we are witnessing that tragic phenomenon, the outcome of the violence in Syria and Iraq. And indeed, naturally, the people who find themselves all of a sudden in a totally different environment, in a most natural way, will try to link and to be one with the other. Mm-hmm. I think that it goes back to issues like education, like preaching, like taking a proactive, political, clear position. And again, there are today voices in the Muslim and the Arab world, because we have to remember, majority of the Muslims, of course, are not radical. They are not sharing ISIS way and such. And I think, as you said before, the key is about first to demand Muslim and Arab societies to take responsibility, and second, to work together, to join forces together in all levels, educationally, politically, culturally, militarily, and so forth, in order together to crash that horrifying phenomenon.
Yeah, well, Avi, in your book, Inside the Middle East, I mean, you note that the people clearly have to understand the advantage of, you know, of the future for them. There has to be a reason for them to abandon this radicalization that has taken place that has just swollen up and over a number of years, like, you know, to the point that you say this is not a surprise to you. But I want to unfold that a little bit more when we come back. Avi Malimed is with us on Bill Martinez Live. He is the author of the book Inside the Middle East. More from Avi on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! Mommy! I'm coming!
Unfortunately, the test confirmed that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small boat.
This Easter.
On the ocean.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Hey, ready or not, here we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Middle East expert Avi Malimed continues. He's the author of the book Inside the Middle East. Avi, what I was alluding to before the break is that the young people that are involved in ISIS and that are leaning that way have to understand that there's a better option for them. People do that which they get rewarded for. right now they see a reward and a benefit to be involved with ISIS, and that's why they're abandoning everything in order to realize this benefit. And you say some of this is education. These kids have grown up. This has been several generations of indoctrination of these young people to think that it's less than, there's other, religious philosophy that comes into place that's apocalyptic, so that dynamic comes into place. I've heard it said that these young people, the young men particularly, are able to be drawn in because they're offered money. And these are young men that still in the latter teens, maybe early 20s, that really do not have a career. Now they're offered a career and money. Not necessarily do they have somebody to be with like a woman, and they're given, women, and they're given a mission. So they feel like, hey, look, they're on the road to something greater than themselves. And so we can understand a little bit the lure for them to be involved with ISIS, can't we?
Correct, Bill. You made a very accurate observations. And if I may, I would like to add that in my book, I share with my readers the psyche that gave birth to the ISIS phenomenon and the brutal individual that we see. And you mentioned very accurately many reasons for that. I may add also the fact that these are young people that grew up in a very underachieving societies in Yemen or Libya or Tunisia or Syria or Iraq or other places in the Muslim world. They have been actually neglected by their society, by their government, and the outcome was an individual that his self-esteem is, he view himself as powerless, and now all of a sudden he's equipped or given a power by radical preachers and educators who provide him with identity and with a path and direction. And in addition to that, provide these people with weapons. So these young people that only yesterday viewed themselves as powerless, today become powerful. And this is the major difference that explains the radical, brutal behavior. And as you accurately pointed out, Bill, they should be offered horizon, a vision, a different education.
Well, and I hope that, Avi, somehow the leadership and that vision comes to them sooner than later, because you're going to get a reaction. I mean, already you've got a reaction of the United States where, drones and sorties are being flown into their homeland and coming after them. And sooner or later, even the Middle East, the Arab nations are coming together going, look, we've got to eradicate these people. And you're talking a potential extermination of a generation of young people. I mean, this is very sad. It's heartbreaking to think that that is the answer. And my hope is that they can have their eyes opened enough to be a part of the solution and not an ongoing part of the problem.
Correct, Bill. Unfortunately, for many young people, it is no longer the case since they took this path. But again, I think it's important to emphasize majority of the people in the Muslim world do not share the vision nor the practice of ISIS and other militant Islamist groups.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end of the day, it goes back to the responsibility of the Muslim and the Arab societies, the leaders, the preachers, the politicians, to guide these young people, to educate these young people to take a different path. And this is their major task.
Who is the main leader, Avi, that's leading the way for ISIS?
The leader of ISIS is Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and other than him, there is a long line of other military and spiritual leaders. We have to remember that in the end of the day, they are taking advantage of the fact that we are watching a young generation of Muslims that are bitter, that are underachieved, and they are basically taking advantage of that. So,
exactly.
Unfortunately, there is no lack of radical preachers and radical leaders and radical ideology that's with some of this young generation.
Mm. Well, Avi, in your book, you address the war in Syria. Help our audience understand what's going on there.
The war in Syria is portrayed for some reason in Western circles as a civil war. The truth is it's not a civil war. It's a wide collision, mostly between Iran and its proxies, the Shiites, the Muslim Shiites on the one hand, and Arab states, which are mostly Sunnis. So what we see in Syria is a wide collision between Iranian and Arab Sunnis and Shiites. And today, actually, the war is even exceeding, as we can all see, the boundaries of Syria, the boundaries of the region. We see the influx of refugees fleeing to Europe. This is one of the ramifications. The war in Syria is one of the most dramatic events in the history of the Middle East, if not beyond that. Unfortunately, Syria is disintegrated today to different parts. We have presence of ISIS in large part of Syria. We have presence of other Islamist militant groups, as the Syrian people are fighting also at the same time again brutal dictatorship, the Assad dictatorship, who is lining up with the Iranians, supported by the Iranians. One of the most important ramifications of the war in Syria is the return of Russia to the Middle East. As of now, Russia took advantage of this war to gain strategic benefits.
Exactly. Well, you know, I just got back from Israel, Avi, and I had one reporter tell me, and I was shocked, that the Sunni-Shiite animosity was being overblown. And I said, well, you know, we got thousands of years of hatred here between the Sunni and Shia. And you point out in your book that, that animosity is still very much alive and well.
That is very accurate, Bill. When you see, and I give some examples in my book when I write about the war in Syria, you see that the fighters on both sides, Sunnis and Shiites, are using rhetoric, slogans, terminology that goes back more than 1,300 years ago.
Yeah, that is amazing that this has gone on for as long as it has. And so it's like, it's like you say, beyond education, there's going to be something to where there's leadership that comes into play to lead the Middle East and the Arabs in the Middle East to a peaceful resolution, if that's even possible in our lifetime, Avi. What do you make of the Iran nuclear deal?
The Iran nuclear deal has different aspects. The major concern is that following the deal, money that is now going to be following the lifting of the sanctions, billions of dollars will flow to the Iranian treasury, and from there, the Iranian will flow this money to further fuel their involvement in eight different arenas in the Middle East. And the outcome of that is an increasing and growing instability. This is a major concern of the Arab states, of Israel and Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your book also, Inside the Middle East, you talk about the Arab-Israel conflict. Unfold that a little bit. We got about a minute and a half left.
I'm saying it's about time today to endorse a different attitude if we really want to have a productive progress in the context of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The final objective should be the two-state solution in my mind, yet we have to go through a couple of milestones. I think the most important thing today to do is to depart the concept of an Israeli-Palestinian agreement and alternatively adopt and endorse the concept of an Israeli-Arab agreement. I think today there are interesting conditions for such a move, and the potential outcome of such a move, Israeli-Arab agreement, could be very positive in the context of future solution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Well, Avi, there has to be some point of negotiation, and with the Palestinians, they've been pretty fixed. They don't really want to negotiate. They want 100% of everything, and that makes it tough to negotiate when somebody wants everything their way and there's nothing on the other side, right?
That is accurate, Bill. I would say that there are Palestinians, of course, who want to negotiate, but you're right. The Palestinians are split. They have been failing in coming forward with a positive consensus towards the issue of peace with Israel. And this is a very major obstacle.
Well, Avi, thank you very much for the book and your insight inside the Middle East. Avi Melamed on Bill Martinez Live. It's 28 after.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuseen, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like it, America. It's all about you, as it should be. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, giving you the information and news that you need to make a reasonable choice, a balanced choice, hopefully an intelligent choice if we're going to get this country back on track. It is time for Dr. Tom Borelli, contributor with Conservative Review and authority on energy policy and crony capitalism. Tom, welcome back to Bill Martinez. Always good to have you on. How you doing?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, congratulations on the column. I thought you were right on your column, the weaponization of the Department of Justice. I mean, we've seen this. This is just very dangerous as this continues to grow unchecked under this administration. They've been more empowered to exercise the rights and to, kind of leverage the big hand of government, something that our founding fathers were very concerned about. But it just seems to be in the start of this 21st century, just more the order of the day. This is pretty crazy.
Well, you would think the Department of Justice would be involved in trying to protect our speech, but it's actually the reverse under President Obama and Attorney General Loretta Lynch. They're actually silencing speech. They've actually asked the Federal Bureau of Investigation to determine whether or not ExxonMobil is guilty of providing misinformation on climate change to the public and to investors.
Well, and this is the thing. I mean, it's not a surprise that, the trajectory of this discussion is where it's at today. I mean, the president says
the polarization of politics. You know, he mentions that when he's in Argentina. But he's been at the, you know, the vanguard of this, you know, this divide that we have in this country. And it's like, look, if you don't agree with me, then get out of the way. You know, we're going to take your money and your taxes and everything, and be thankful for that. And if you keep causing problems, we're going to find ways to come at you and even take more of your tax money. So you better agree at this point. The order of the day is you better agree with global warming. If not, you're going to pay a heavy toll.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're talking about, you know, a federal government lawsuit against ExxonMobil. And this does things, though. First of all, it silences other corporations from getting involved on the issue of climate change, because if they do, they could also be investigated by the FBI.
Yeah, who wants to get involved in that parade?
Correct. Public relations and the headache and the money and investors be all upset about that. But second of all, it sends a broader message to all of corporate America. If you ever challenge any one of our regulatory demands, our ideology, you could end up being sued as well, you know, by the Department of Justice. It just sends a chilling message against anybody who would be willing to challenge climate change theory, and broader, anyone who's willing to challenge the federal government.
Well, they've exercised their power. The president continues to insist. And the thing is, what has always been scary to me is the president has been able to get away with statements like, it's a fact. You know, a global warming, you know, and now it's climate change. And, of course, you know, it's like you got plausible deniability. But there's really, I mean, even from scientific terms, Tom, I mean, is there a clear understanding that, you know, that our change in climate is being deleterious? I mean, we're demonstrating where we actually have more ice, you know, on our planet than we had before. And so we can't call it global warming anymore. But somehow there's human interference with the ebb and flow of our environment, and we're risking everybody's life here. But I'm not seeing any empirical evidence that's clear cut to that, you know, to that conclusion. Did I lose you? Okay, let's see if we reconnect with him here. I'm sorry, after all that, I kind of went on just a little bit on this situation. But, you know, it's like all these, you know, global warming, you know, fighters and proponents, it's like, okay, but, you know, let's break it down here. I mean, you got the scientific community all being browbeat, and, you know, even in academia, if they don't go along with the global warming sentiment, you know, they're losing their jobs. I mean, people will do what they get rewarded for. So now they're following suit at the risk of their own profession and compromising their own values. Tom, we were just talking about, you know, again, this weaponization of the Department of Justice. But this isn't new. I mean, this has been going on in academia. I mean, we've lost some good people along the way because they didn't agree with, you know, this fudged science that they've come about in order to justify this global warming.
No, there's certainly a lesson. If you listen to the government, you will be rewarded with grant money, and if you disagree with the government, you will be penalized. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, you know, again, one of the horrors of big government, where the American people are not afforded with the truth because the government is tipping the scales.
Well, you know, I thought it was pretty telling when Senator Shelton Whitehouse, you know, per your column, Tom, you know, when she was interviewing, you know, Secretary of, you know, the Department of Justice Lynch, and talking to the Senate Judiciary Committee, that her department has discussed a possible civil action. I mean, you know, with Obama, anything that's possible becomes probable. It's only possible because, you know, the people aren't ready to hear the truth, you know.
That's no different than Tony Soprano coming in your pizzeria and saying, I'm going to increase the price of your cheese. I might.
right, exactly. Well,
there's no difference. It's a veiled threat, and it sends a chilling message, you know, across the scientific community, to your point, but also corporate America. The overall message is behave, sit in a corner, and shut up.
Well, progressives have been emboldened. And especially in the last 7 years with this progressive president, they've moved the football down the field quite, you know, quite extensively. I mean, it's most amazing what they've been able to do. But this is the divide that we have in this country. We have progressive thought, and even the president, you know, in Argentina was saying, hey, you know, governments move a little slow, and because they move too slow, you know, sometimes we, you know, and I'm paraphrasing him, that they have to move things along. And I'm saying it's a perfect storm because he's talking to a generation that I call the microwave generation. You know, we stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. It just doesn't happen fast enough. And when you talk about our government, it was set to move very deliberately and very slowly. And when you have an attitude and kind of psychographics of a country that says, hey, look, at you know, you just tell those people to shut up and, you know, we'll just make a choice for them. I mean, you know.
Oh, no, exactly. He's got his pen and his phone, and he's got an executive branch that you name the group. They're, you know, they're really drunk with power. It's government gone wild. And it's very, very challenging and very difficult, you know, for Americans these days because of this size, scope, and threat from the federal government. In your opening, you mentioned the government wasn't designed this way. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be protecting our liberty, not trying to silence our speech.
Well, and the thing that's scary for me, Tom, and I know you feel the same way, and that is that, you know, how do we dial this back? I mean, you know, that's the thing. With all these executive orders, a Republican comes into office, let's say, and what's going to stop the Republican, you know, from following suit? I mean, so much that you hear today from the GOP is, well, this is what the Democrats did, so we're, you know, we're not as bad, but we're going to do the same thing, you know.
You know, exactly. We'll be half as bad.
Yeah, right.
That's what, you know, and that's the service that you provide, you know, with your radio show, or we try to provide with content, is to educate the American people so that, as you mentioned, they can make the intelligent choice, trying to get the right elected officials in office so that when they're in, they will do the right thing for the American people.
Well, this is going to take a while, Tom, to push back. I mean, I don't know that we can, you know, do this lickety-split again. That, you know, everything about our government really does move in a deliberate process. And but we need some pushing back if we're going to, you know, put this into check. But the Department of Justice and the weaponization of the DOJ, this is pretty scary stuff, Tom.
Oh, absolutely. But again, that's why, you know, these agencies, these departments, they need the right leaders. We need the right executive leader. We need to cut their budgets and move more things to the state.
Exactly. Well, and I'm one for doing that. I'm with you on it. Dr. Tom Borelli, contributor with Conservative Review, authority on energy policy and crony capitalism. Tom, it's always good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live 19 minutes before the top of the hour.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
No, you're not alone.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is exactly where you want to go. With us right now, Stephen Moore, economic consultant with FreedomWorks and a Fox News contributor. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, as always, great to have you along with us. Hey, what is going on with this stuff with, you know, with Ted Cruz, you know, calling Trump's, basically, his followers, that they really just don't know a whole lot about the economy. What's going on?
Well, you know, you've got a, we're down to the wire here. The fat lady is close to singing. She doesn't quite sing yet, but, you know, Trump is... got a commanding lead now at this point. By the way, I have not endorsed anyone in that this race. I'd love to see Ted Cruz catch Trump. I don't think it's probable, but it's possible. You know, there's a possibility. But one of the points I've made is, you know, we have a presumptive nominee at this point, a big front runner, and it bothers me that, you know, so many of my friends on the right, so many of these groups are spending millions and millions of dollars to try to bring him down when, you know, just think if the $100 million that's been spent to attack Trump, just think of how much better shape we'd be in if that $100 million were spent to attack Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, amen to that. That's for sure. Well, as you say, we've got the presumptive leader here. I mean, more than presumptive. I mean, he's got the delegates and he's, what, a little over 50 of those remaining. And that's only if you just average it out. But we've got winner-take-all states coming into play here. You know, so those kind of those numbers right now, you know, somehow they just don't quite. I mean, when you average them out at the end of the day, yes, it's about 52%. But these, I've got to think, Steve, here in the next couple of weeks, Ted Cruz has to really do some serious soul searching. If he doesn't have the numbers, then I think Trump makes the call and says, Ted, how about me and you?
So, look, I mean, the only way Cruz can win, and he still has a path to victory, is to really catch fire and gain momentum and beat Trump in a number of these states that are coming up, states like, you know, Pennsylvania, states like potentially Arizona. I think Arizona's tomorrow, by the way.
Right, exactly.
States like, well, California is in June. If it comes down, you know, it could come down to California. You know, if Trump beats, if Cruz beats Trump head-to-head in, you know, four or five of these remaining, you know, big states, he could have a claim that he has the momentum and that they go to the convention. I think that here's the problem. Trump is going to win New York, right? I mean, he's a New Yorker. He's got a
right,
sweep.
Sure.
He's won Virginia. He's won Florida. He's won Michigan. He's won North Carolina. He's won, you know, he's won almost every big state. He won Illinois. The only states he's big states he lost, Ohio, which is the home of Kasich, and Texas, the home of the state of Texas. So it's looking difficult, not impossible. And by the way, Ted Cruz, I helped write Ted Cruz's tax plan. I'd love to see Ted Cruz win the nomination. And I think either, by the way, I think either one of these will just kill Hillary.
Right.
So unpopular. That's the other big story here is Hillary. Mm-hmm. She can't even win 50% of the Democrats in Michigan against a lunatic.
I think you got more people outside opposing Trump than are for Hillary. You know,
within the conservative movement, it's just frustrating because, look, there are a lot of things that Donald Trump says that I find obnoxious and hurtful and actually, beyond the pale. Mm-hmm. And some of his behavior is hard to defend. And yet, you know, he is bringing millions of new voters into the Republican Party. He's redefining the Republican Party as kind of a middle class party.
Wow.
That is blue collar working. I think he'll lose some Republicans if he's the nominee in terms of the general election, but he's going to win a lot of Democrats.
Exactly.
He's going to win over a lot of the working class Democrats who don't like Hillary and like Donald Trump's kind of economic populism and his message of, making America great again.
Well, I like the line from the one gal in Face the Nation. What did she say that about Hillary? She lies about lying. I mean, at some point.
Someone was telling me over the weekend, I was doing one of the Fox shows, and somebody was saying, if you're Donald Trump, it's, not the first debate, which is going to have tens and tens of millions of viewers. Donald Trump says, Hillary, why are you here? I thought you were in jail.
I know, either that or she'll just come out. Maybe she'll just wear orange just for effect. What do you think?
I don't think you'll see her in that color anytime on the campaign trail.
Well, I'll tell you, between orange and that green outfit she wore at the Benghazi hearing that said, when she said, what does it matter anyway, I think those colors have to be eliminated from her spectrum. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right. And I just wrote a column this week, Bill, on, if it turns out to be Hillary versus Trump, who's better for financial markets? And this is interesting because so many of the, Barron's had a big cover story on their magazine last week saying, investors should like Hillary more than Trump. And I'm like, that's craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary has endorsed a 45% capital gains tax, which would kill investors. Trump wants to cut the capital gains tax to 20%. Hillary wants a 35% tax on corporations, which just means that, if you have a 35% tax on the corporate profit, that means that, the federal government then is a one-third shareholder of every company in America. That just dilutes the value of the shares everyone else has, which is me and you, and Trump wants to cut that to 15%. So on almost every tax issue, Trump is superior to Hillary. Hillary wants to double down on Obamacare. Trump wants to get rid of it. You go on and on down the line. It's hard to see how investors could possibly do better under Hillary than Trump.
Yeah, exactly. And then they complain about that offshore money still staying out there with Hillary, because there's no way that money gets repatriated, right?
You bring it back. Yeah, you bring it back by, having a 5% repatriation tax. So if there's $1 trillion abroad, you get $50 billion for the federal government, and get all this money that comes back to USA that's spent here and that's invested here for new jobs.
Exactly. Well, this is the thing that Trump, Trump has probably forgotten more than Hillary will ever learn because of his practical experience when it comes to, being business centric. Our country, states have been so business uncentric, and then they wonder why they've lost so many jobs and businesses who have moved to other countries and that sort of thing, because we've incentivized them to move that way. Trump will bring them back.
I think so. I mean, you never know exactly what you're going to get with Trump. I mean, he is unpredictable, to say the least. But I think the major theme of his campaign is, I'm a businessman. I know how to create great businesses and great, operations. You compare that with, say, Hillary and Barack Obama, they wouldn't know how to run a lemonade stand, right?
Exactly.
So I think this is one of his big selling points, that he's not a politician, that he is someone who has created wealth and created, hundreds of thousands of jobs for Americans. And let's give the non-politician a chance here.
Why not? Well, the one thing about Trump that I like is that he has to win. In his own ego, he has to win. And so it's going to be up to the voters to define what winning means. I mean, probably for the first time ever in the context of our government, we might understand return on investment.
Yeah, right. What a concept, right? You know, Obama keeps, and Hillary keeps saying, oh, we need more government investment. All we've been doing is government spending and spending and spending and spending, and it leads to, you know, bridges to nowhere and all these, you know, other crazy projects. What we need is more infrastructure that's financed by the private sector, not by the government. We need pipelines. We need, you know, better, you know, more plants and equipment in this country, that kind of infrastructure, and it's leaving America because of this crazy tax and regulatory structure, which Hillary wants to make worse.
Well, of course, and if the money is being doled out by the government in our name, they have control. So these guys have to kowtow, and it's all about winners and losers, all the crony capitalism, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have got that game down with steroids.
You are exactly right, and again, I'm not saying that this race is over by any means. You know, Ted could really catch fire, and I'd love to see it happen. Mm-hmm. We've got some big states coming up, like Pennsylvania, and like Arizona, and like New York and New Jersey, and of course California. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But I just am bothered by the, you know, when I was in Florida a few weeks ago, right before the primary, every time you turned on the TV, you saw an anti-Trump ad. And
exactly.
These anti-Trump ads were not being run by Democrats; they were being run by Republicans. Republicans. I mean, how crazy is that? Can you imagine the Democrats running hundreds of millions of dollars of ads against their own candidate?
Well, yeah, they wouldn't know what to do with themselves, because all they know to do is whatever Debbie Wasserman Schultz says, they all march to that same beat. And you got to give them credit for that. I mean, they're willing to hold the party line.
Yep. But,
yeah, kind of
you know,
amazing.
This is a big election. You know, the stakes are huge. And, you know, the other thing, if you're Trump or Cruz, you just start out the debate by saying, you know, or end the debate with Hillary just saying, look, ladies and gentlemen, if you like the way the last 7 years have gone, if you like that, you know, then it's probably, you know, then Hillary's your girl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's really what it comes down to, doesn't it? Because, you know, but that's the problem. And this is why you've got such a visceral response to those that are following Trump. I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, I was hopeful for Ted Cruz. I've talked to his father several times, and what a great, great family story. And yeah. I like the things that Ted stands for in terms of the Constitution, the rule of law. I like that. I mean, his rhyme and reason measures more with mine, and the Trump stuff, like you, it bothers me as well. But it's like, okay, if you're going to turn the tables upside down, who's going to do it? Who's not beholden to anybody? And you got Donald Trump not beholden to anybody. And, you know, who knows? The Beltway could be totally different 5 years down the road as a result of a Donald Trump presidency.
Yeah, and I think that would be an improvement, for sure. There's so much corruption in this town. I'm in the belly of the beast in Washington, and there's corruption, and there's dishonesty, and there's lies, and people get rich here off of government, you know, even people on our side. So, you know, I like the idea of cleaning the stables. I think that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I do think that's one of the reasons the Republican establishment hates Trump is he doesn't spend any money on these people. I mean, mm-hmm. He doesn't spend any money on political ads. You know, when I mentioned all those tens of millions of ads against Trump in Florida, you know, there were maybe one or two ads that Trump was running, but almost none. And, you know, so all the money on the pollsters and the political consultants and the TV ad buyers, all that stuff, you know, these people in Washington are terrified that's going to come to an end under Trump.
Yeah, without a doubt. The party's over. Steve Moore, economic consultant with FreedomWorks and a Fox News contributor. Stephen, always good to have you with us. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great week.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.